Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. I am Lisa Berry and I'm very grateful and happy that you are joining me today. We are holding hands and feeling some love and connection through this radio show. I'm here for you with unlimited, unconditional, never-ending love. Something I think the world needs a lot more of. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you it's going to be okay. I'm here to provide maybe a little different perspective in hopes that you will live a happier, more well-balanced life. Because why would you want to make any other way? I've had it with human nature. I don't want to start out angry because I don't usually get angry. But it just seems from day to day people walk around and they're not being the best they can be. And then they write it off to human nature. And I say, we're better. We're better than that. We can rise above and not get caught up in the drama and not take things personally and try to add more joy and light and love to the world. I know I do. I try. And as I say, I'm not a guru. I'm a human being. I have another job and I'm a family. And you know how that goes. It's always something. It's always somebody. And if you want to, you can get down there. You can wallow in it and you can feel the pain, and you can be offended, and you can be mad, and or you can just say, you know what, that person is doing the best that they can do based on where they came from. They didn't hurt me, and I'm not going to be, even if they did, I'm not going to be hurt. That's your choice. That's your power. Don't give away your power. You have the power to feel however you want to, and I know you're thinking, well, maybe I'm going to this health challenge, or I don't have any money, and I get it. Been there, done that. That's a lot. Not the situation I want to be in right now either. But I still have a choice, and so do you, to wake up every day and say, hey, I woke up, and I'm alive, and all my body parts work. I don't take anything for granted. And certainly I should not be taking other people for granted. I haven't organized it yet, but I want to start a national movement of not taking anybody or anything for granted. I feel so strongly about that, and I feel like it's so necessary, and I feel like there's a place for it. And the way I really feel is I just feel like each moment is new. And every person is precious and irreplaceable. So never take either or any for granted. What did you appreciate about someone that you now seem to have forgotten? And how long does that take? 6 days, 6 hours, 6 weeks, 6 months? Or is that human nature thing? How long does it take before you start taking someone or something for granted? How has kindness and consideration been replaced with criticism and me first? Don't let your love feel old or diminished. Remember how you felt when you first met or started to be with someone. You want to work to make that feeling all the time. I think it begins with respect. So, and you know, I think it's this beautiful fall, crisp day here in Southeast Michigan, and the seasons are changing, and nobody likes change. Change is the one thing that you can count on, but you know, kind of rewriting my life and rewriting history and rewriting what's happening now, and it was always rewriting. So if you get older, love songs are not just for the young. You can't ever stop hoping and caring and being excited and hoping for the best. That's what I look for. You know, I'm going to play Elisa's love note here. I think it's just a tea. I'm getting myself all worked up, I think. But these are something that I'm working on more, and I hope you find them as relaxing as I intend them to be. Call them Lisa's love notes. So they're just little moments of relaxation. And this is one of my favorites about loving yourself.
Thank you.
one that leaks his love notes. And as I said, I'm working on more. They're just little mini meditations that really help you relax and connect to. It's really important. And you do need to love yourself. And I always say that's not a me first love. That's not a I'm better than you love. I think about that a lot. I do enjoy shopping and I do enjoy doing new things, but I insist that I get them for myself, not to impress somebody else. Most of the time, people don't even notice. And half the time, it just makes them envious and jealous, and you don't want to do that. So I wear things or buy things or do things that I enjoy, never, ever intending to impress anybody else, because life is not a competition. And I think about that a lot. Why are we so competitive? A friend was telling me recently about a trip they went on, another one they have planned, and I love to travel, and I felt good that I wasn't mad or jealous. I was happy for them. I was happy for them that they have that experience, and it's just my job to make that happen for myself. So love yourself, and don't try to be anybody else. Being authentic, being your authentic self, and people say, well, what does that mean? Well, it takes some time. It takes some time to think about who you are, what are your gifts, why are you here? How can you make somebody else's life better? That's really what it's all about. You love yourself, know yourself, but don't live for yourself. Live for how you can make life better for other people. And one way is to just meditate and just breathe and relax and clear your mind and just think, who am I? Who am I? That's how I did it. And I found out that I have a large capacity to love. That is the gift of the very grace to this planet. And if you need it, I've got it for you. And if you need to pick me up for some perspective, I got it for you. I mean, I can kind of dance and I can kind of sing. I can kind of play the piano, but my largest, greatest gift is love. And emphasizing love and doing the show about love and having gratitude that I have this opportunity. And even more grateful that you're listening. And there, are you hearing me? Are you feeling it? Is it making a difference? I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you think I'm crazy, and maybe you think I'm on the wrong track, and I'm always open to respectful things. But I just think I've seen it so much, and every day the world sends me different messages, the universe, things happen, and as I say, I'm not a psychic. It's just things happen, and it just helps strengthen my position, helps me feel stronger about what I really believe and what I really know. And we're only here for a short time. None of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Life can change in an instant, and it has for me over and over and over again, and I'm sure it has for you. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't take one moment, one person, one anything. I don't take some thought. I mean, yeah, sure, you got to get up and you got to go to the bathroom and take a shower and drive and grocery shop. And, yeah, we live our everyday moments, but each moment is really new. And every person is irreplaceable. So never take them there. And don't say, well, that's just human nature. You can be better than that. We are better than that. We can be better than that. And one of those ways that we can be better is to be kind to people. Show kindness. It's good for your heart. And kindness actually is a hormone, oxytocin, which can lower your blood pressure and help reduce free radical inflammation. So it sets off a chemical reaction, kindness. In fact, I just heard a story. National story about how the brain and how our brains and our body, more research now on how our brains and our bodies are more connected. I was talking to somebody about the Bible the other day, and if you read the Old Testament, and it talks about things and numbers, and we can have science then. You know, we are evolving and learning so much more. I work in a brilliant community right now of the university that does research, and every day they release more findings and more information. They're working on a laser to detect your blood sugar levels. So maybe someday, sooner versus later, we can check our blood sugar levels with a laser instead of having to poke with a needle or a razor blade or whatever it is that people have to use right now. So I work and I live in this community in innovation. And part of that is the mind-body connection. And I know Deepak Chopra and Dr. Rudy Tanzi have a book coming out very soon called Super Genes, and I hope to have at least on the show and to tell us about the book. And I think you can change your genes. And some scientists may say that's impossible, but there's no research, and anything is possible. And I can't wait to hear about it. But this is is the direction we're moving in now. We're finding out more about the mind-body connection. Clear out your mind, lift up your soul, and ease your spirit. It could have a definite impact on your body. Like kindness. Kindness, it helps you live longer. Research has shown that people who frequently volunteer have a much lower mortality risk than people who don't do any volunteering. That's just kindness. Showing an act of kindness, random act of kindness. It doesn't even have to be random. You can plan it. Just live your life with the intention of doing something for someone else. And if you can do something for someone else without any recognition, even better. It's the number one thing most people want in a partner. There was a survey done with over 10,000 people in 30 countries. And they asked, which were they most prefer to mate? Kindness was the number one quality. It attracts good to the financial prospects and women. Everyone just wants a little kindness. They want a little love. And I'm here to share that with you. But this is a radio, iPad, phone connection. But I'm here in real life. And I do speak to events and organizations who are looking for someone to come and share some perspectives and some kindness and love here for you. It makes you happier. Being kind creates the sense of a helper's high, the good feeling you get from doing extreme acts. And there have been a number of studies that show people who are kind tend to be happier. So you're doing something, it makes you feel good. It helps you grow in an emotionally warm environment with feeling kindness. It helps produce, again, the hormone oxytocin and the human growth hormone. They both are necessary for growth. And why are we always, we're always on those debates. People love babies. Maybe it's because they can't talk back. Or they're just so adorable that they represent the future and they're new and fresh. But again, that's something you can forget. A baby, an elderly person is just as precious and important as a newborn baby because we don't want to take them for granted. An act of kindness can improve your relationship, but it's able to cut through many of the issues we have with life and it's going to close us the emotional gap between people. It relaxes your nervous system. Again, more respect for reaction. Kindness acts on the vagus nerve, which causes a reduction in heart rate. It's just the body to rest and relax. You know, we don't know what we have. And kindness is ingenious. Humans have evolved to be kind. It was a necessary trait in our ancient ancestors that helped them survive and thrive. But research now found kindness genes that affect our tendency to be kind. So maybe you think, I wasn't wired that way. Well, we're going to hear of this new book that we can change our genes. And if you want to be kind, you can be kind. And it evolves out of empathy. Empathy can be defined as I feel your pain, eventually evolve into passion. So those are just some of the reasons why kindness is so important. And how it can make a difference. And that's from Dr. David Hamilton. I can't take credit. I agree with everything he said, and it's probably pretty much everything that I've said before, but I officially want to give credit to Dr. David R. Hamilton, who has written several books. One of them about the science of self-love, and as you heard, he says love knows what the importance of self-love. All love, but self-love. And having some confidence and expecting the best, you pretty much get what you expect. So if you're going to say, that's not going to work, this is going to be a bad day, that's not what you're going to get. You're going to get what you see. So look for the best. And don't give away your personal advantage. Don't let other people bring you down. It's always all about love. And if you don't like this, nobody else is going to like you. You pretty much project on others how you feel about yourself. And I know people, and they walk around and they say, oh, I'm not any good. Yeah, it's not going to work. And if that's how, where you go into it, that's pretty much how it's going to be, because that's what you're looking for. That's what you're expecting. So love yourself. But it takes some time. Instead of watching, you know how to make it happen. And I'm really big on this lately. I've heard people saying it's all about choices. And some of them, they don't have time for me, but they're too busy. That is not true. That is their choice. It's all about choices. If somebody wants to be with you, they will be with you. Somebody wants to do something, they will do it. And if somebody says they're just too busy for you, well, that's their choice. They're choosing to do something else over being with you. But again, I'm saying don't be offended, don't be hurt, but be aware. So that's why self-love is so important. Someone can't bring me down if you think I'm okay. I'm not getting down in the drama. I'm not going to wallow in self-pity. I'm going to love myself and keep looking up and keep expecting the best. It's out there. And it's possible. And even if it doesn't externally have, you can have your own party in your own head, in your own mind, in your own heart, and you can come to self-pity, okay, no matter what. It has to be. Because then it all comes to an end, and did you waste your time on the planet, or did you enjoy your time on the planet? Did you try to make life better for someone else? When I was a kid, I did not enjoy my life on the planet. When I was a kid, there's nothing I could do about it. I was, you know, a young child in an unhappy home situation, and you don't want to hear the details. But there were some progressively good things. And a lot of effort and energy was put into making people feel bad. And a lot of effort and energy was put into telling people how bad I was and how they can't and how awful it is. It was awful. It's helped me be the person that I am today. And I've had a career in radio, and I'm comfortable. Me and Mike, well, Mike, a woman, Michelle, this is where my life has led me. I've worked in radio. I have this opportunity. So grateful to come to Olden and everybody about In My Spirit magazine, about In My Spirit radio, for giving me this opportunity. And I want to get in person. I want to get in person. And I want to hold your hand. And I want to tell you, it's for the people's sake. It has to be. And I want to tell you, it will all work. Because that's the one thing I love. It's like, you go to bed, man, that day was not good. That day sucked. I'm just going to say it. People were crazy, and people were mean, and people cut me off in traffic. But the things you go to sleep, you close your eyes, pray, or you meditate, or you breathe, or whatever it is you need to do, calm down. This morning, you wake up and you have a new day, a new opportunity. And that's why I love healing. You know, I know a lot of people have a lot of medical challenges, and they have surgery, and they... healing, I love healing. Infinite days. You guys have like you get a sore on your heel, and your heel is so much better. You know, but a blister is less enough to get some new shoes, and those new shoes give you a blister and heal. And you gotta heal yourself. You gotta heal yourself. And as I always say, I'm not a psychologist. Advisors, you need professional help, please get it. Because I know some people, their brains are just wired a certain way, and they have some issues that they need to get some professional help from. And I highly advise that. I'm just here to share love and laughter and perspective. And try to just take you by the hand and convince you. Call myself a moment saver. I always look for the best to savor every moment. I have a grateful heart, because I read this great quote, a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. I love miracles. I guess I believe in miracles. Even the tiniest thing is one. If you bump into somebody you're just thinking about, that wasn't a miracle, but it was simply meant to happen. The odds of that are so high that you have to think that there's a plan. You have to think that things happen for a reason. And then I just want you to be at peace. A lot of people don't like to hear about happiness. They can't tell me to be happy. I'm known for being the cranky old man. Well, if that makes you very good, it doesn't mean that's going to make you happy, but it satisfies you, or you wouldn't be that way. Don't waste a day. Don't get up and say, today I'm cranky. I'm a cranky. Today I play the role of the cranky old man, because that's what I'm comfortable with. And I say, if that satisfies you, I can't say it pleases you or makes you happy. But if that satisfies you, then there's nothing I can do about it. But let me just share a few reasons about being happy. You know, gratefulness. You want to be happy, have some gratitude. I try to get in this. I know it seems like a lot of work, and it is. It's more mindfulness. It's more mindfulness about what am I thinking right now? What am I going through right now? Are you grateful for this day? Are you grateful for? Are you grateful for anything from your hair looking good, to having a roof over your head, having health insurance, having friends and family, and opportunities, and living in a country with freedom, and the mountains, wherever you live, you can be grateful. And another thing, research has really shown long-lasting happiness is usually from experience and memory, not material things. Keep that in mind. Yeah, a car is nice. Yeah, a new person is nice. And yeah. You know, whatever, you know, a new sculpture for your garden, or a piece of spiritual jewelry is always nice. but they come and go, and then how has it really changed versus deep meditation, prayer, that works to me. Connecting with nature. I love to go outside. It's nature free for the most part. I like to go to places that cost money to get there and experience some more nature, but I love a good sunset. I guess last night there was a pink, hot pink sunset and I missed it. Like, you are amazing. And I'm not an artist, and I'm not necessarily an art fanatic or absolute. I mean, I was looking at most artists. But totally to nature. I told you about this bug that makes me summer. It's amazing shade of blue. The sun rises and the sunset. The colors are creative. It's both are natural. It's not like you're going to your hardware store and they're mixing it up for you. It's a kind of natural. And the trees are changing now. And that's amazing. Beautiful. The colors are glorious. And, you know, just nature and animals and birds. The other night we had a lunar eclipse. That was far outside for several hours. And I got some decent pictures. If you would like to see them, I'd be happy to share it with you. Out of the lunar eclipse look in southeast Michigan. I was fortunate enough in my little campus catch the picture. But it was nature. And I look out there and I look at the moon, and lately Venus and Mars is invisible. It's just a piece of perspective. Both planets are out there and they're hanging in there. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we're here on Earth and Earth is doing what it's supposed to be doing. And you get that perspective and you hone in, you know, like one planet and there's a tiny universe. Yes, our bodies are miracles and our life are miracles. And if you know about the human body, how it functions and how complicated it is, and I always say every day you wake up and something's going weren't you falling off, which happens, that is a good day. And you have no excuse not to go out there and be glorious and happy and smile and share love and kindness and compassion. Be happy. Why would you walk? It's all beautiful. And believe me, I've been to the times when I talk about my childhood. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. Some people like to go over and over and over. I'm done. The parents do the best job they could. And they are no longer in this time. I don't hate them. I don't hate anger. I don't need to forgive them. I forgave them. I hear about people talking about forgiveness. Are you really hanging on to somebody or something that you need to forgive them? Why? Let it go. I mean, even if they come into the worst crime against you, you're only hurting yourself by being mad or angry at someone else. They're not thinking about it necessarily. They're thinking of the emotional turmoil that you are by not forgiving someone. Avoid them. Don't give them your time, your energy, or your space, or attention. Don't hang on. That's healthy for you. As I said, don't be with them, pay attention to them, don't connect with them, don't give them your time, your space, your energy, but you got to let it go. You're getting no going on to anger. You're punishing yourself. You're not punishing them. Punish them by, or avoiding them. Don't let them get in your head. Don't let them get in your heart. Let it go. There's no reason to feel like you maybe you're saying easier said than done. I've been there. I never realized how lucky I am, how grateful I should be that I have no one in my life I'm angry with right now, that I feel I should deserve forgiveness. I don't let myself even get in that situation. I don't give away my power. I don't give away my inner peace. I don't have anyone who needs to be forgiven in my life. I don't have any anger towards anyone. I may have some disappointments, and then, as I said, I don't give them my time and my energy. I'll spend time with people. If you're in a work situation and that seems to be the trend, then maybe you need to rethink where you're working. But then again, we go back to the beginning, bringing it all home, human nature. How long does it take someone to bring someone else something? You're better than that. You can be better than that. We need to be good. Don't you want to be good? lot of pain out there. There's a lot of things going on. But according to the Dalai Lama, as I sat down here to do the show, I discovered the most here. Hello, Dolly. Perhaps you know that with music. Hello, Dolly. Dalai Lama says, Scientology is love on Earth. That's the last part of it. The purpose of our life, our lives. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. Gee, I wonder if compassion is important. And choose to be optimistic. Be selfless. As I said, it's all the choice. And the more you are motivated by love, the more fearless and free your actions will be. And that's just about being knowing yourself and being your authentic self. And you don't have to be like anybody else. And you don't have to be envious or envying to kill your soul. You don't have to be envious of your soul and where they get to go. But their life is not your life. We are connected as one on this planet, but really, you're not connected person to person. So what happens to somebody else's skin is their journey and their situation. And what happens, you know, to you is yours. So don't waste your energy. Jealous or envious. And the more you're motivated by love, it's about love, it's about compassion, it's about responsibility. The ultimate source of a happy life is to pay attention, pay to our inner values. Hello, Dolly, comment here. Great love and great achievement is already. If you have a basic concern for other humans, they don't disturb you. Compassion is happiness. And I'm kind of but a sign of strength. That's what we need to do in our society, that lovers like me, who just want everyone to be happy and enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey, because you never know what it's going to end. You never know what's going to end. The other day, I woke up in the coffee and how am I supposed to get through that? I say that jokingly. I mean, it didn't really happen, so I'm not that big. When you wake up one day, so fun! Enjoy this moment. Get yourself together. Know yourself and love yourself and think of others and be kind and be full of joy. And people tell you, Susie Sunshine. And what is wrong? I'd rather be called Susie Sunshine than somebody runs a witch. You want to be living it happy. Living it satisfied. Possibly be happy. So there's a big word. Having the one person or nation is a happiness of humanity. That's what it's all about. The happiness of humanity. One person at a time. And I, Lisa Berry, this is that. That's my dharma. That's my spirit. That's what I'm doing this show today. This is from Shulam again. If you want me to speak to your group or organization, let me know. Lisa Love Berry@gmail.com. I appreciate you listening.